Late last week, a Superior Court judge ruled in favor of Haines's Paul Nelson, who appealed the decision by the Haines Borough regarding a 2014 nuisance abatement order. The case has dragged on, and now Nelson will be refunded a $600 fine he paid nearly 2 years ago. Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg sided with Nelson, stating that the Haines Borough violated its own code when it came to dishing out fines and deadlines. It all started back in 2002 when Nelson became concerned about an abundance of solid waste in the borough. He started Acme Transfer Company Incorporated and collected local refuse at a transfer station before relocating it out of Haines. He had a recycling program too, crushing aluminum cans and putting them in containers bound for Seattle. When it came to glass, he says he found a solution he thought would take care of the mound of bottles, jars, and the like.
And in communication with DEC, we found that DEC was okay with using glass as fill, and it did not require a landfill permit. And so we began taking clean glass at no charge and crushing the glass.
Nelson says the regulations from the Department of Environmental Conservation didn't specify the size the glass needed to be crushed to, so he smashed it all down using heavy equipment and didn't give it a second thought. In 2014, Nelson used the crushed glass as fill on a site he was building his house. His neighbors complained to the borough that he was using garbage. The borough ticketed him $300 and issued a nuisance abatement order because Nelson says they didn't think the glass was crushed small enough. He appealed to the assembly, but they told him the glass, with the exception of that which had been used as fill in the foundation, had to be removed. They gave him 10 days to comply from the June 10th hearing. According to court documents, on June 24th, 2014, the assembly adopted the resolution upholding the abatement order. It took Nelson 14 days to complete the task, so he was fined $300 a day, resulting in a total of $1,200. There are a couple of things wrong with the borough's actions. They continue to fine Nelson even though daily citations were not issued. The fine is $300 per incident, Nelson says, and only one notice of violation was issued. The other facet of the ruling that came into question stemmed from the deadline given by the borough. The clock should have started ticking when the assembly adopted the resolution to uphold the nuisance order, but instead it started before that, after the appeal hearing 2 weeks prior. In his decision, Judge Pallenberg wrote, quote, "I do not view this provision as permitting the assembly to require abatement by a time that has already passed when the resolution is adopted," end quote. During the time between when the fines were handed out and the spring of 2015, the building permit Nelson needed to continue building his house expired. The borough refused to renew it until he paid the $1,200, which he did under protest. In the spring of 2015, Nelson appealed to the assembly again, citing due process and equal protection violations. The assembly, after going around and around with a few failed motions, agreed to cut the $1,200 fine in half and return $600.
At no time did I get the feeling the assembly or the manager referred to the codes. Basically, I had to go to court to get them to comply with their own rules.
Nelson filed the appeal in court in August 2015. And with last week's Superior Court ruling, the other $600 will be returned to Nelson. The borough's lawyer did not file a brief in this case. Interim manager Brad Ryan said the borough had no comment. Now Nelson is going after the borough for court fees and lawyer costs, which he says total around $6,000.
You know, it was not the money. It was the fact that I refuse to have my rights violated. And I refuse to have them not comply with their own laws. I just can't live that way.
Nelson attends a lot of borough meetings, and he speaks out, mostly about individual and constitutional rights. And now he says he feels like he has a better foothold when declaring his or others in the community have had their rights violated. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.